problems and progress in space. First, a setback for NASA's Kepler Space Observatory. It was launched in 2009 at a cost of $600 million. Its mission is to look for habitable planets in outer space. NASA engineers found out late last week that the telescope's in emergency mode. That means it's having problems and burning through power quickly. One challenge in repairing Kepler is the delay. It's estimated to be about 75 million miles away from Earth, and it takes 13 minutes for signals to transfer between our planet and the telescope. Next, a SpaceX mission to the International Space Station. Dragon is an unmanned cargo capsule that was launched Friday afternoon. It's carrying 7,000 pounds of equipment and experiments to the International Space Station, including this, the Bigelow Expandable Activity Module, or BEAM, that we told you about last week. BEAM was built with an $18 million contract from NASA, and if it passes its tests before it's detached and destroyed in Earth's atmosphere, the module could one day become a place to stay in space.
Now, this would theoretically be a space hotel. You've got the sleeping quarters over there, you've got your storage over here, you've got your seats over there. There's even a window, actually. You come over here, they've got a telescope right here so you could look out, and you would use these, because when you're floating in space, you're floating and you need to be able to navigate. So pretend like I'm flying and I would be grabbing these to move along. There'd be no floor. You've got your core systems in here. You've got all your storage here. You have your batteries, your gloves, your wipes, your cables. You've got your sleeping bag over here. So in space, when you're sleeping, you have to tether yourself to the wall so you don't go flying around. So they actually have vegetation growing here hydroponically, if you look up. We've got a mock-up of that. Even someone tending to it, doing the space gardening. You've got your window. Look out. See the stars.
There's another part of the SpaceX mission that went well. Part of the rocket that carried the Dragon cargo capsule into space returned to Earth and for the first time landed intact on a drone ship in the Atlantic Ocean. Each Falcon 9 rocket cost more than $60 million, so being able to reuse them would save a lot of money. Several previous attempts have failed. Falcon 9 rockets have exploded in flight or tipped over and exploded on landing. So last Friday's success at sea was historic.